Is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
In Psalm 28, wait a minute, we got to stop. Let's go back to 27. All right, look at verse 11. Just give you a little hint of what I'm talking about. Teach me thy way, O Lord. Lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses have risen up against me and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now just look at that scripture right there, how I just build you up. Boy, I felt strength come right into me. Teach me. Lead me. Deliver me. That's three of them right there. He said, now, I would have gave up. I would have fainted. I'd have given up. I would have lost heart if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And then look at what he talks about next. For what? What's the next verse say? Wait on the Lord. All right, let's go back before that one. Look at this here. Deliver me not over to the will of my enemies. For false witnesses are what? Risen up against me and such as breathe out cruelty. How many of you got some false witnesses that rose up against you? Can God handle the false witness? Absolutely. David said, false witnesses rose up against me and such as breathe out cruelty. People that want my life, that are bent on my destruction. He said, I would have gave up if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. In my situation, if I had not believed that somehow good was going to come out of evil, I would have just gave up. One translation say, What would have become of me? Don't the Amplified Bible say that? It say, What would have become of me if I had not believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living? Then he say, wait on the Lord. That means you position yourself to hear what he got to say. Wait means to serve him. You know how you have a waiter wait on you? What the waiter do? They wait on you. They take your order. You need some water. You need some. So we need to be waiting on God. We need to be serving him. Wait on him don't mean be still and don't do nothing. Now, you know, there's one word where you say wait right here. That means don't move. Okay? But this word here is a little stronger than that. It means, yeah, don't be moved by what's going on around you, but wait on God. Serve him. Minister to him. And he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. So as you are serving him and ministering to him and praying and doing those things you know you're supposed to be doing, all the while he's supplying the help you need. He's giving you the strength to face your adversaries, and not only just to face them, but to overcome them. You have a helper this evening. I have a helper. Go ahead and say, I got a helper. I got somebody helping me. And he good to the bone. Man, he good to the bone. He just good. He's got good plan for me. You know, there's a song that I learned when I first got saved. Say, many are they that rise up against me. Many are they that say of my soul, where is their help in God? But God is a shield for me. Something like that. The glory and the lifter of my head. For thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. The glory and the lifter of my head. There might be many people rise up against you. You ain't got to do nothing to have somebody rise up against you. Sometimes the devil just get in people and make them dislike you. Sometimes people are agitated by you because you are saved. Do you know when you are walking around people that ain't saved, that's serving the devil, and you got a big old light in you, and you walk in the room, you adjust the atmosphere? And people look at you and say, who they think they are? They don't like you. They don't know. They don't know why they don't like you. They don't know why they're mistreating you. They don't know why they're coming against you. They'll sit at home and wonder, why am I treating this person like this? What, they haven't done nothing to me. Why don't I like this person? And they don't know it's because they got a demon in them.
Hallelujah.
I know what I'm talking about because I was like that by my brother. My brother got saved and fooled the Holy Ghost, and I couldn't stand to be around him. Now, I wasn't getting on my knees worshiping no devil. I knew better than that. But I was serving him in other ways, fulfilling the desires of my own flesh. Ricky used to come over to my room every night. I ain't have no problem with it till he got saved. He got filled with the Holy Ghost. All right, now, you know, things done changed around here. I mean, I just attacked him. Man, what you come over here every night for? I get tired of looking at you every night. Man, do your homework in your own room. Get on out of here. I'm tired of looking at you. And, you know, Ricky get up real humble, take his little books and go on back to his room. And I stand at the door and say, why am I treating him like that? What's wrong with me? I didn't know till I got saved I had a devil. Light and darkness don't mix. Sometimes that's the reason why you're having adversity. Because you're walking in the light and they're walking in darkness. And the darkness can't comprehend the light. You have a helper. Hey, man, now let's go to 28. That's me and Gary's favorite scripture. Chapter 28. Look at verse number 6. It said, blessed be the Lord, because he have heard the voice of my supplications. Now, he's blessing God. So that's one way you wait. You bless him and you give thanks and you start giving God the glory and you stop looking at your enemies and you put your eyes on Jesus. You know, the psalmist said, I'm going to look unto the hills. From whence coming what? My help come from where? That's where I'm looking for. I'm looking for the Lord. Come over that hill. It ain't nothing like being pinned down in a firefight and to look up over the hill and see your help coming. Boy, you get strength. You thought you was about to give up, ready to die, but then you see the help coming. You say, oh, Lord, we got help. Hey, we thought this was over with. It ain't over. Sometimes it seems like the Lord comes just in the nick of time. Sometimes you wonder why he make it so close. Sometimes it just seems like, Lord, you just barely got here. You just. But he always right on time. Hey, how many of you ever been there? You say, Lord, you cut down close. Boy, I tell you. You went down to the 11th hour and the 59th second. 11th hour, 59 seconds before you came through. I was wondering if you was ever going to come through. But he always come through, don't he? He always come through. Sometimes you can be in a place where you feel like you're in a pit. That darkness done covered you up. Gross darkness. So dark you can touch it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
But God get, you know what? He get down in the pit with you. And pull you up out of that pit and set your feet on a solid rock.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He know where you at. He still got you. Don't worry about the devil lying to you and laughing at you and, you know, hollering at you and talking about you going under. Hey, don't listen to that. Just say, the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
Just say, I got a helper on this deal. God is my helper. Bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord because he heard the voice of my supplication. A supplication is a heartfelt, humble request to the Lord. And sometimes a supplication ain't nothing but help.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Sometimes you ain't got time to go through all them motions. God who hung the moon and set the sun in motion. Placed the clouds in the sky, made the dew fall on the earth, caused the seed to germinate and spring up, and caused trees to bring forth fruit. You ain't got time for all that sometimes. Sometimes you got to say, help! Hear your cry for help. Because the help cries, the help. When you get to the point you just can't say nothing but help, you're in a desperate place. Long as you're going, oh, Lord, just slung the moon and did all that. You ain't desperate yet. You still got time to think about everything. But when you say, Lord, help! He hear the cries of the saints and he delivers them. Sometimes all you got to do is say, Lord, help me! Well, when you say, help me, you calling him. Because he the helper. That's what he does. And he does it because he's good. All right, Gary, we're getting there. Verse number 7. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Now, he starts with a confession right there. Remember before that, he's saying, teach me, help me, deliver me. But then he done moved from asking. He's moved from petition to declaration. You got to move from petition to declaration where you begin to declare who he is and what he going to do in your life. Now, the Holy Spirit's there to help you transition from a place of petition to a place of declaration. He began to declare, the Lord is my strength, right in the middle of all this trouble. Look at verse 28. Y'all think I'm playing. Look at verse 1. See, y'all don't think it's y'all, Pastor, making it up. I ain't making it up. Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry to you, when I lift up my hands toward your holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render to them their desert. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. You don't have to worry about people that done come against you. You had to realize that ain't your enemy, it's the devil. We don't wrestle with flesh and blood. All right, then look what he moved from petition and crying, hear my cry, till he got into a place of declaration. Why is he in a place of declaration now? Because he's come to a place of revelation. When you get in a place of revelation, then you can begin to declare some things. So you go from petition to revelation to declaration. The reason he can say, now, Lord, you're my shield. You're my strength and my shield. Now the revelation in him, who he dealing with. When he started talking about his enemies, he said, you know, they ain't no match for God. They no match for him. And I got a covenant with him. Remember, David's covenant minded. You remember that? So his biggest challenge was that big giant. What did he remember? He remembered who he was. He remembered the relationship he had with God. I got covenant. So he's a covenant minded man. You got to be covenant minded. I got a new covenant. Ratified by the blood, not with bulls and goats. By the blood of Jesus. I got a covenant with God. I know I'm a new creation. He said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him. So now he had come to a place where he trusted. Where now he done laid his case at the feet of the Lord and say, okay, the Lord got it. I trust you. You're my strength. Not only are you the strength, you're the one that gives me the ability to keep going. Keep living. Keep trusting. But you're also my shield, or you're my defense. So I don't have to worry about what weapons been formed against me. Because I got a shield. And the Lord is my shield. Amen. The Lord is my shield. My heart trusts in him. And what? I am what? Helped. I'm helped. Therefore, because of these things, my heart greatly what? Rejoice. So then you get in a place of rejoicing. The people around you, what you gonna do? I'm just gonna rejoice. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusting in him now. I have no fear of what anybody can do to me. See, when your heart trusts in him, there's no fear of what anybody can do to you. You ain't scared of nothing then. You're not afraid of the future. You're not afraid of anything. You're not afraid of what anybody can do to you. Because he become a shield about you. He become your protection. Now, God loves it when you make him your protection. Lord, you're my strength and you're my shield. When your heart come to a place where you fully trust in God, you're not worried about anything. Just don't worry. You can't worry. Your heart trusting. Boy, when you get in that place, that's a place of peace. That's a place of rest. That's a place of confidence. That don't mean you got all the answers. That don't mean you got all the answers. It just means that you done come to a place where you're settled. Now you're all about God's glory. And you know he loves you. This realization, hey, he loves me. He got me. He taking care of me. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. Then you need to get you a song. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Oh, Lord Jesus. My Lord. But I'm going to tell you, the Holy Ghost can put it together. Man, he can put it together. Let me tell you something. I had some scriptures. I didn't know how they going to tie in. I'm like, how does this make sense? Go from here to there. I ain't got no way to transition that. He's the saving strength of his anointed. And guess who his anointed is? You are. You that are saved are his anointed. He calls you his anointed. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Elevate them. Deliver them. Save them. That's your anointed. When you make yourself his anointed by surrendering your life to Jesus, I'm going to tell you, there's a lifting up, there's a raising up, there's a feeding, a supply that come to you, a nourishment that come to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is your helper.
Yes.
All right, now, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. All right, let me give you this one right here real quick. 1 John 2:20 says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. There's an anointing that abides in you, but you are his anointed.
Yes.
Praise God. Hey, just come down here and get on your knees right here.
Amen.
Mel, just come get on your knees.
Hallelujah.
You give it all to God right now.
Hallelujah.
Surrender to God right there. Hallelujah. Now, if you got something you need to give up, just come on down here. Give it up. Get on your knees down here. This is a meeting place right here. Hallelujah. Now, 2 Corinthians 1:20 and 21, he which establisheth us with you is Christ. In Christ. And hath anointed us is God, who also hath sealed us and given us the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, ain't that what Jesus said? I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. Now, he said, now, you're not only anointed, but you've been sealed. You got a holy seal on you. How you going to go under you've been sealed by the Holy Ghost? You got a seal on you that mark you as one of God's. Now, it's invisible. We can't see with the natural eye, but I guarantee you there's a mark in the Spirit. I tell you, every demon see that seal. Every angel see that seal upon you. You got a seal upon you that marks you as one of Jesus. I've been sealed. I'm anointed. Go ahead and say, I'm anointed. Say, I'm his anointed. Yeah, he's your helper. Listen to what the Amplified Bible says. It says, but it is God who confirms and makes us steadfast and establishes us in joint fellowship with you in Christ, and has consecrated and anointed us, enduing us with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, has also appropriated and acknowledged us as his by putting his seal upon us and giving us his Holy Spirit in our hearts as a security deposit and the guarantee of the fulfillment of the promise. He calls us God's anointed. Now, when you are God's anointed, then you have supernatural help available to you through the Holy Spirit, who has not only taught you, guided you, led you, showed you things, spoke to you, but he's also sealed you and marked you as one of Jesus. And he also helps you with no matter what you face in life, you have a helper. It is God who has anointed us. I didn't anoint myself. You didn't anoint yourself. God anointed you. God sealed you, marked you as his own. And he made a decision before you was ever born that he was going to help you. Before your mama ever gave you a name, God had already made a decision. I'm going to help that one. I'm going to be with them all their life. Because I can see down through the ages, they're going to serve me one day. I'm going to be with that one. I'm going to lead and guide them, even though they ain't serving me right now. That's goodness. And then God began to make arrangements in his plan and put people in strategic places that turn you here, guide you over this way, put you on another path over here. Connect you with this person here, because that's going to connect you with another person. See, he got a master plan for your life. I'm thinking about Dan Bailey. The day we rode in the car, he gave me a ride home. I went over that way he worked to get my car fixed. Now, your life changed that day. Not because of me. Because God had arranged a meeting. God put people in my life that I didn't even ask him to. Who helped me, and it was God doing it. God put the people in my life to inspire me to keep going when you want to give up. I had that feeling today of wanting to quit. You know, I sometimes just have a funky feeling. I ain't quitting. But I told Cece, I said, I don't feel good today. You hurting? No. It's just warfare. Yeah. I said, Lord, what do you want me to share? He said, I want you to talk about the helper. I want you to talk about the anointing. I had like 5 messages. And all of them is wrapped up in this one. Because I want to talk to you about strength. We done that. I want to talk to you about the helper. We done did that. I want to talk to you about the anointing. We're doing that now.
Thank you, Lord.
I want to talk to you about goodness. We done covered that. He's a master. Jesus is the masterpiece of masterpieces. He knows how to do it good. He knows how to take care of you. Don't you fret one bit. He knows sometimes you're going to have days where you don't feel right. But you keep on trucking. Keep on declaring that God is good. You just stay the course. Amen. Just stay the course. Just stay the course. Amen. Get in that word and get in his presence. Stay the course. Now turn to Hebrews 13. He said, verse number 5 says, let your conversation be without covetousness. Conversation, that means your lifestyle, your manner of living. Don't let your lifestyle get greedy. And be content with such things as you have, for he have said. He said, for he have said. What the next part say? Listen to this right here. He says, for he have said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. What does the word never mean? Does that mean, what about him leaving you for a second? About 5 seconds, he just, wait a minute, excuse me, let me go to get a glass of water. When he say never, that means not at any time will he leave you. Never. Now, only God can say that. See, a man can't tell you that. Now, this ain't a promise from man. When God say, I'll never leave you, that means.